Hi Henkka, tervetuloa and welcome to TrueMetal.it and Metalshock Finland. Still nearly 2 months to the release date, but how does it feel now?
It feels good. We've been hearing some reviews and what the people on the business have heard the album. Yeah, it's been really positive and I've been really happy with what I've heard. So.
Yes. So what are you going to do these 2 months? Interviews every day, or what do you know about your timetable?
Well, we have interviews these 2 weeks, and then some of us is going to go to Los Angeles to do some more, and then we have some time off, and then we're going to be ready in June for the release.
Fun starts.
Yeah, and then the show starts, and yeah,
okay.
It's going to be good.
Great. Before we'll talk about the new album Hello of Blood, I would like to ask you about your band name, and I know that you have replied to this question maybe millions of times, but why you chose this sad story which happened at the Lake Bottom in 1960?
Well, Lake Bottom is in Espoo, where we're all from.
Yes. Yeah.
Bottom as a word is funny word because it's not Finnish. It's
maybe
it's Swedish, but it sounds and looks funny and weird, and that's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
And then as it very often goes with metal music, it's these violent things, and which kind of like symbolizes the or like goes together with the music, even though the music is not supposed to be like negatively violent, but somehow these stories fit together with the music, so. So there was the reasons.
So there came the name.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, 10 years ago, Roope became the successor of Alexander. And now, with Hello of Blood, these both guitarists have made 4 Children of Bottom albums. What are the differences between the styles of Roope and Alexander, and what new Roope has brought to the sound of the band, to your opinion?
Well, Roope has been also like Alexander was, more like not the second guitarist, but like the riff guitarist, not the soloist. So the style of the guys doesn't really come that much up on the on the surface. But everybody knows Roope's style from Stone already. You know, that's where he created his style and his how he became famous. And And that's where Alexi also picked up lots of his influence come from Roope.
Okay.
So there you can really see what Roope's style is also. It fits really well into us. And he's such a good guitar player, so there's not a riff that he couldn't play, you know. So it makes Alexi's life a lot easier and ourselves too, because he's just so good.
And by the way, you are the band which is very much appreciated by the female gender, especially Alexi. How do you think about this? Is it flattering or bothering you?
Well, I don't think it's bothering at all. I think it's flattering. It's a nice, you know, metal music scene is kind of like, it's very, at least it used to be quite macho and, you know, very male, you know, very male oriented. So it's a nice twist to have these more females than normally in our audience.
Yeah, okay. Listen, a year ago came out your first Best Of to celebrate your 15 years of career. And now in 2 months you will release Hello of Blood. What has changed from the earliest times to the present day? I mean, you as persons. Do you feel different today, and if so, how?
Well, of course you feel different. I was 17 when we did the first album.
Yeah.
And now I'm 33.
Yeah.
And the other guys were 18 and now they're 34. So, you know, there's been, you know, you grow up from a teenager into a, you know, not fully grown up, but almost. So there's a lot of things happening anyway in your personality, and especially because the band has been always part of our lives. So everybody has been, you know, even though we've been spending a lot of time together, we still, you know, grew up a little bit separate. You know, we are very different personalities nowadays. So you know, the friendship has become more like a family type.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. There's a different kind of bond that it used to be. Because
yeah.
Beginning it used to be just friendship, guys playing in a band, and now it's more like, you know, it's a little bit more deep, even though we don't like in free time we don't hang out that much together, but then again we spend a lot of time on tour together, so
it's all fine. So I guess as you are now as a family, you have disagreements or you fight together. What is the spirit there in the band?
It's exactly like a family.
Okay, great.
So if you would have you could imagine if you would go on a 4-week holiday with your family, you know how it would be, you know.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. So it's fun, but you just know the people so well that you. If you want to pick a fight, you can pick a fight. If you want to avoid a fight, then you know how to avoid it.
Okay. And now let's talk about your upcoming album, Halo of Blood, which is also the title of the second track of the album. Why this choice?
We thought that it sounds good, and first we thought that maybe there's a blood again, and like we had a blood drunk, maybe it's not a good idea, but then. We thought with Alex that it's a good title, and let's decide.
It is good. It remains in mind very easily. And talking about the songwriting process, I know that Alex has done the lyrics, but looking at the song titles and themes, it doesn't seem to be a concept album, or is it?
It's not a concept album, but there's a lot of the songs. Deal with losing a friend or losing a person that are close, and especially it's been happening to Alex lately that he's been losing a couple of good friends, like people who should have been dead already are dead. So it's more, it's not a concept album, but many of the songs deal with those kind of things.
Yeah, and I've read somewhere that Alexi has said that it's also got the fastest and the slowest songs you've ever made.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Halo of Blood is the fastest we've ever done, and
yeah.
Dead Man's Hand on You is the slowest we've ever done.
Okay, great. And by the way, your drummer, Jaska, has stated that this album is dark and also a little black metal-ish. So what could you tell me more about this?
It is quite dark. There's a couple of songs that are very like black metal. That's probably when the statement was done. You know, after, for example, Halo of Blood was written, we were like, whoa, this is very, very black metal. Very Norwegian.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't know. I know that Alexei was listening to a lot of black metal lately, but I don't know, you know, who knows where the stuff comes from.
Who knows about the future? We'll see that. You already mentioned something about this listening session that took place at the Nuclear Blast headquarters in Germany on March 16th. What can you tell me about the first impressions of the international press who was present?
I wasn't there. It was Jan and Jaska, but I saw the video clip that where people were saying their opinions and.
Do you agree?
No, I don't agree.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to, you know, people say that it sounds like the first three albums,
mm-hmm.
which I don't hear it, but a lot of people hear it, so it's okay to me.
Okay, and what do you think about this album?
I think it's really good one, and it's a little bit more dark than before, and it's very diverse. Like we said, that there's the fast one, and there's the really really slow song. Yeah, I think it's a little bit more cold and dark than the previous ones. But that's all I can say. It's really hard for me to describe the music.
Maybe it's too early yet.
And it's also, you know, because we've been playing them the songs already for half a year, so we got used to them, so it's hard to describe. It's better that you guys describe it.
Yeah, sure. By the way, the vocal production was made by Peter Tektgren. I have already difficulties to pronounce that name. How was it to cooperate with him?
We know him from, you know, almost 15 years.
Yeah.
And Alex has been, we've been working with him already on Follow the Reaper album. And Alex has been working with him with the vocals on some albums already. And he's just such a good friend, and he's such a good, you know, professional studio guy. So it's very easy to work with him, and And when those guys do it together, they just, you know, it's really, it's like a symbiotic thing. It's always good choice.
Okay, great. And any nice stories about the recording sessions that you would like to share with us? Behind the scenes.
Well, this time we recorded most of them in Helsinki, in the studio very close by, so we didn't really... It was more like very professional. We go in and, you know, record your stuff and then you go home. It was not like back in the day we used to go into, you know, far away from home to stay there for a month.
Yeah.
And usually those kind of places, the stuff is happening. But this one was very professional. We went in and recorded and went out. So there was not like any crazy stuff going on, which is a good thing in the recording session.
Yeah. But anyhow, so you could have also the normal life in between.
That too. But also it makes the recording more efficient and.
Yeah.
You know, it's not free. You know, it costs a lot of money to be in the studio. Also, so it's good to be you know, efficient and professional.
Yes. And let's talk about the album artwork. The Reaper is always there, but this time the artwork is surprisingly cold and winter-like. Why this choice?
Well, personally, I wanted to have a winter scene for a long time, and then now we just thought it's the time.
Yeah.
And also most of the songs were written during the darkest winter times, so it then also represents the atmosphere we have on the actual music. So
yeah.
it's a good combination with like a connection with the music and the how it looks.
Yes, that looks pretty freezing. So maybe
this
frozen bottom lake.
Yeah, we took the photos, like the band photos that are taken outside. We took them in Helsinki in middle of December. It was so cold.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
I do remember still my winters in Finland.
You won't forget them.
No. Once you have been there, you remember it always.
Yeah.
What is your favorite song or songs in this album, and if it's possible to choose?
Well, I like Dead Man's Hand on You, and I like Halo Blood maybe the most, and then I do like Transference. And then I do like a lot. I don't know. Let's keep it those three.
Okay. And any reasons why?
Well, when I first heard the Dead Man's Hand on You, I was like really, really happy to have this kind of. It's very different to Children of Bodom song.
Mm.
First of all, because it's so slow, and then it doesn't have the. I don't know. But I've been. I don't know. For some reason, I was very happy that we have this kind of thing, and then. because it's very different. And then on the opposite side, then you have the Halo Blood, which is really, really fast and short.
The contrary,
yeah.
Yes, okay.
So that's why, because those are very like fresh elements on the bottom sound.
Yeah, great. And once the album is out, June 7th, you start right away the long summer festival season. There is Kivenlahti Rock, Sound Open Air, Sonisphere Rock, Provinsi Rock, Numirock, and then a long run with the Rockstar Mayhem Festival in the States. So what are your expectations from this summer?
Well, it's going to be fun, at least. And luckily we have some time to do these European festivals and then do the long tour in the States with the big package.
Yes. So, and have you already decided for the set list?
No, we haven't yet decided.
Okay.
We haven't thought about it yet.
But do you know already how long it will be?
In the States?
Yes, I mean the set list. How?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it depends on the show, but in Europe I think we can play at least an hour, and in the States we only maybe have like 30 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
So we have to have like a couple of different kind of set lists.
Yes, sure. And just yesterday you announced the 6 off-date shows during the Rockstar Mayhem Festival, always in the United States, of course. But will there follow also your headline tour to support this album, maybe this autumn?
In autumn we're going to be in Europe, yeah, for two months.
Okay, great. So we will see you here
yeah,
a bit nearer.
Definitely in Milan, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know, where are you based?
Yes, I'm Sanremo, so, but anyhow, the Milan is the most closest one. And talking about the support, this album, have you already decided for the video clips?
Yeah, we shot the video clip for the song Transference.
And any idea when it will be out?
I think it's going to be out this month already.
Okay. And talking about you personally, you joined the band in 1996.
1994.
I need to update myself. So what are your best memories from these years?
Well, maybe the first when we got the first record deal, maybe when the first album was out. That's like the biggest things. Maybe when the first time you go to Japan, first time you go to the States, first time you do the headlining tour in Europe, first time when you headline a big festival. You know, always these first times are always.
Yeah, there is always the first time.
Yeah,
that's great. And what about the future's first time? How do you see it, and what are the dreams that you still have?
Yeah. I don't think there's any more of these first times. I think all the first times are done, but it's more like it's a little bit different approach now. It's more to me, more it means that if I could, you know, to be able to do this for a long time, you know, as a you know, work, and to be able to enjoy it. Of course, you couldn't do this if you didn't really enjoy this playing the shows, because it's quite hard work. So I just hope that we could keep on doing this for years like this we are, and doing shows and enjoy the shows.
Yeah, and what about the free time? I mean, when you want to relax, what music you listen, or what do you prefer to do?
Well, I do sports usually in my free time. Yeah.
And the favorite sport?
Oh, football and swimming.
Okay, great. That's a good contrary to the music.
Yeah.
Maybe with iPhones, I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, Henkka, now the last question. What are your greetings to your fans and to our readers?
Well, Italy has always been our, like, one of the favorite places to go, because usually in Europe the craziest fans are either in Italy or in Spain.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we've been going through Italy since the first tour, so we will come there this year again in Milan. Like, I hope there's another show also in Italy, but I'm not sure. So, yeah, just want to thank everybody who's been always coming to our shows, and see you in November, October.
Okay, great. And the same greetings in Finnish?
Kaikille suomen kieltä taitaville terkkuja.
Okay, thanks, Henkka. And all the best for these 2 months before the release, and of course the release party, whatever you are going to organize, and of course the tour and everything. So, and then see you in Milan.
Yes, see you in Milan.
Okay, thanks, Henkka, and take care.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.